When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you were to head over to Bet Online, pretty sure the over-under right now is set at 6.5 games. And if you head over to Bet Online and you use the code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, you can get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And then you're free to try to make some money off of your Washington Commanders. If 6.5 wins seems low to you, you go over. If it seems high to you, you go under. It's simple as that. And it's as simple as having it right at your fingertips through Bet Online, either on their website or on your phone. They have all your up-to-date wagering information and news. You can bet on the NFL action that's going to be coming up. You can bet on NHL, NBA playoffs going on right now. I know our Caps are done. How about the Nationals looking much better in playoff position and above 500 for the first time since 2021?
Not even 1-0 since then.
Yeah. Been so long. But yes, Bet Online, where the game starts. Greetings and salutations and welcome to Ref the District, episode 172. I'm Nathan Perry. That's the stoner. No Trev again tonight as he is supporting his little one in soccer. We say, go you, because I don't necessarily want to name drop in case he didn't want to name drop the kid. But
Nixon, wasn't it? I thought it was Nixon.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Go Nixon. But yeah, we do support taking time for the family, and Stoner, I know how important that is, and I'm sure there'll be some days that we will be gone sometime during the summer. It's a busy, chaotic time in our lives. Now, it's not really all that busy and chaotic in the Washington Commanders' lives, so much so that the biggest thing to talk about right now is jersey numbers.
Mm.
The chat already here as we stream live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter every Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern is already hopping with a bunch of people talking about the jersey numbers. And that's what we're going to be warming up with here in a little bit. The Tressway Jaden Daniels thing is the highlight for that. But we also want to assign numbers to the other players that Washington will have and need to assign numbers to, because rookie camp is coming up. It starts Friday, and that's when the numbers will be found out. Now, they don't have to stick to those numbers. It's very important to note the rosters at 91. There's only so many numbers. So, like, some people are going to be wearing a number that they probably won't be wearing when the Commanders cut them. And then that number's open and somebody else will get that. So we'll be talking about rookie camp, what to expect. I'm going to bring up some of last year in that regard to kind of help people understand, while I'm fully on board with being optimistic, we might need to pump the brakes when we get that video of Jaden Daniels throwing to Luke McCaffrey. Okay. Nice. I know we're all going to have, as Stoner says, something moving in our pants, but just bump the brakes a little bit. But we'll talk about that during the game. And then it's mailbag time here on Ref the District. We have a couple topics laid out already. But of course, if you're watching us live, feel free to put out a question. If it's not on topic, I star it and we'll get to it during the mailbag session. Yep. If you're ever interested, if you're listening to this on your favorite audio platform, make sure that you leave us a rating and review, and then you can send us one at Ref the District on any of the social media platforms. Primarily, we do use X or Twitter. but you can always reach out to us there. I'm going to say this early, Stoner. Uptown Dre. Uptown Dre won the Sean Taylor jersey during the draft. Reach out to us. RefTheDistrict@gmail.com. I've tried using YouTube to contact you. It's not working. We want to get that jersey to you. So Uptown Dre, make sure you hit us up in our email. JG, Roger, Yam, Hugh here in the chat. Locked On Law starting things off as always. Brian, Silver Fox, Big E, Rockman, Deluxe in the house, Gus as well. Gus, I saw that one. We will get to that. You had an excellent mock schedule. That will be something I'll get to during the mailbag. So stay tight for that if you're interested in the schedule. Official NFL schedule won't be released until the 15th of May, which conveniently, Stoner, is next week.
Yes. It's that time of year, Nathan, where we're struggling for topics and they're just delivering it on a silver platter.
It's wonderful. It really is, because I don't care about jersey numbers. Mm. I mean, I guess there's a modicum a bit. There's a little bit of me that cares about jersey numbers.
Yeah.
But it's not, I'm not excited about jersey numbers. And this is funny because, Stoner, I have my number. 14 is my number. That's like my lucky number. It comes up. If you spell out my full first name and last name, it's 14 letters long. Like whenever I like lined up in school, I was always like the 14th kid. My book was 14s. Like 14 just shows up everywhere. I do have a size 15 foot, so I missed out on that one by one, but normally 14 shows up in my life. So it's my number. So I understand having your number, but I don't get having somebody else's number. I don't understand this infatuation with what numbers our players are wearing. It does not jive with me.
So it's only important when it is important for you. Is that right? So it doesn't mean anything until it means something to you. So shouldn't others who it means something to, shouldn't their opinion be valid in that way? I'm just asking.
I'm a big believer, and it's okay if this is important to you. All I'm saying is I don't understand. I'm not one to sit there and try to some of those fun sayings, right? I'm not trying to yick your yum, right? Or yuck your yum is one of those sayings.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do that. If you find enjoyment out of finding a number, what I don't understand, Stoner, is the passionate people. Okay. I hope you heard that message.
I don't think he did, because he would have said something.
RefTheDistrict@gmail.com. Uptown Dre in the chat won the Sean Taylor jersey during the live draft. Congratulations to him. We want to get him that jersey. And when he pops in and he's just like, yo, you didn't give me my jersey yet, that hurts our feelings because we've been trying to get to you. But get back to the numbers.
Email us.
You're right. It is only important if it's important to me, right? If I'm wearing the number, if I'm going out for a team, I'm going to try to get 14 because I'm the one wearing it, right? But I'm not a huge thing. I mean, I was excited for Sam Hell because he wore 14. I was excited for Fitzpatrick because he was wearing 14. I was just like, hey, this might finally be the quarterback who takes us over the hump we need. Not so much on Fitzpatrick, but.
All right, I got a few challenges for you, Nathan, on this. And I understand there's not a lot of people don't want to talk about the numbers. They think it's a lot of complaining. Look, we're not complaining. It's May 8th. It's today the 8th. It's May 8th. Rookie mini camp doesn't even start until this weekend. We got nothing else to talk about. So we're going to talk about numbers, because a lot of people are talking about the numbers. The tweet that we put out got a gazillion reactions to it when I said numbers matter, and I didn't think that Tress should give up the number that easily. Let me just say for the record, I might have to say this a few times, Nathan, because it'll sound different as I go through this. I'm okay if Tress Way gives up his number to Jaden Daniels. No problem with that. What I don't want is for everybody to think that Jaden Daniels is entitled to that number or to any number, to be completely honest, because numbers are important, Nathan, especially in the world of sports. They are important across the entire gamut of sports, in the entire lexicon of what sports is to people, numbers play a huge role. Jersey numbers are super important. What number did Michael Jordan wear?
23.
What number did Wayne Gretzky wear?
99.
See, you don't know nothing about hockey, Nathan. I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean that you don't know nothing. But
I'm a casual hockey fan, yes.
You're a casual hockey fan, and you know Wayne Gretzky's 99. Why? Because he's the best player, and you saw him. It's an iconic number for him. What number did Dale Earnhardt Jr. run in NASCAR?
He was 8. He was 3. His dad was 8.
The other way around.
Other way. So I had it right the first 8. Time.
His dad was 3.
I remember after his dad died, they did something with the 8 and the 3, like the shadow box type effect. You know, a Kobe Bryant, 8 and 24.
Right. Right. We celebrate.
LeBron James had like 6, 23, 24. Like, he's all over the map.
Right. But we celebrate Kobe Bryant Day on August 24th because he was 8 and 24. Those were his two numbers. It's important in Redskins / Commanders land as well, Nathan. Because let me ask you this. What number is Sonny Jurgensen?
Sonny's 9, right?
And it's retired. Mm-hmm. If numbers aren't important, they wouldn't retire numbers. They're important. We know Sonny Jurgensen is number 9. Let's go back to when didn't Brandon Merriweather originally wanted to wear 36 in honor of
Sean Taylor's
original number, mm-hmm. right? And that caused a little bit of thing. A lot of people have worn 36 since then. That's really not that big of a number. But do you remember when Landon Collins wanted to wear 21? And people lost their S.
Yeah, no one was happy with that.
Nobody touches number 21. It's not officially retired. Nobody touches 21.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing. Complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the 2-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, now this is Tress Way. We're not talking about Sean Taylor and Tress Way are not on equal ground here. I understand that. When Dwayne Haskins wanted to wear 7, asked Joe Theismann directly, can I wear number 7? And of course, Joe had to say yes, or else he'd look like a jerk because it's not retired. That was a mistake. Mm-hmm. Even though he was supposed to be the rookie.
The franchise savior. Yeah, it was the first round QB. Yeah. And 9 that isn't retired either. Doug is chiming in there. So that's just a note there.
Nobody wears it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's another one of those unspoken. And this is something Washington, not to interrupt you here, but this is something that Washington as a franchise is only just kind of getting around to. They don't have a lot of retired numbers. And so now they're finally starting to retire some numbers. And we have Darryl Green, 28, is going to be off the board. And 28, which, by the way, is 2 times 14. Just pointing that out there. Anyways, so now they're finally getting to it. But Washington has is a system where certain numbers are just not allowed. You can't take 9. You can't take 21. You have to ask permission for 7.
Right.
And it's interesting because the Dallas Cowboys, Gus brought this up in the comment section of the promo for this, is doing something like Dallas does with 88, which only certain players get to wear 88.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And because that's had a long history over decades.
Sure.
Of being like the key wide receiver, right? And so why shouldn't Washington maybe try something like that? Sometimes it's not going to work out. Sometimes you're going to have a Haskins who doesn't make it with the team.
Yeah.
But this is a high-profile player, Stoner.
Okay.
He was taken at 2.
Okay. Now, let me move from that, in which I think we're already in that position of understanding that numbers are important. Let's get away from the whole thing that I can't believe we're arguing about numbers. Number one, we're not arguing about it. We're having a good discussion about it. And whatever you feel is valid about it. So that's the difference between what we're doing here and what happens over on that crazy platform called X. So we do care
about numbers. That was crazy. That blew up. That was insane.
All right. We care about numbers. What if... Answer the question. I'm not leading the witness. What if Jaden Daniels was number 17 in college? What would you feel about him coming in here and everybody saying he should have number 17?
It'd probably be a little bit harder of a sell because one of the factors that goes into this is if there is a amount of X amount of jerseys, right? A number of jerseys, we'll just say 500 jerseys that are out there already created of 17 Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. You know, all those have to be purchased.
Okay. That's another by the story, players. Though.
No, but this is what I'm trying to say though.
The attitude of fans.
But this plays a part into it. Okay. Because that's a cost coming out of the players' pockets, you know, and it's mainly to deter a player from just changing numbers willy nilly.
Sure.
Right.
But let's take that out of the equation.
But I don't think you can take it out of the equation because that plays into it. Because if Jaden Daniels goes up to Tressway, one, Tressway is probably, he's such like an open, just general guy. He's probably just going to be like, yeah, all right, we'll
he's
do the number.
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
He
probably won't do it at a cost, or he'll be like, hey, I'll take $100,000, but it's going to go to the charity of my choice. Right.
Well, so he's probably just got to cover the cost of...
Yeah, and then, yeah, he has to cover the cost of jerseys, right? So, but the thing is like, when you're covering the cost of Tressway jerseys, a punter, who, by the way, I love, and I literally can see my Tressway jersey from my seat, okay? I have a Tressway jersey. I'm a Boomer Sooner. I love Tressway, okay? There's a lot less of those on the market than there are of Terry McLaurin. So when you're going up to take Terry McLaurin's jersey,
why do you care what
I'm saying that at that point, the likelihood of them going through that is less likely than this. Okay. I do believe that one of the things that is involved in this, Stoner, is what you're getting at is this is a punter. Ignore the fact that it's Tressway, a guy who's been with the team for a decade, who has a podcast with the Commanders, who is a very likable guy in the locker. You can see that he is a captain for the team. He's made, you know, he's been one of the more successful players on this team during the decade of his time. I get that he's a punter. I really don't like the punter shaming aspect here, but people place punters down the line, right? Most people are fantasy football type people. Okay. They don't even draft a kicker. Some people wait till the last round. Some people are just like, no, I'll sort it out the first week.
Yeah.
Going right. And that's how they feel about special teams players.
Right.
And so now their QB comes in. who they see as the savior. And they're like, yeah, move that punter. Because again, take out the name off of it. You want to go to Terry McLaurin. You go to wide receiver one, who has been the best player in the 4 or 5 years that he's been with the team. That's a much harder sell. That's not something that is as easy, because that is a more prominent person. That is somebody on the field 70, 80% of the offensive snaps. How often is Tress Way on the field?
All right. Let me give you another one then. What if Jaden Daniels was number one in college? What if he was number one? Would you have that same feeling that Jahan Dotson should give up his number?
Don't give it up. Like, there has to be an agreement.
No, I'm not saying that.
Not you have to take
the money. You have to take the money out of it. Who cares about the money? It's not your money. It's not my
money.
If
he was JD1 and he wanted that number, I would say he gets that number.
Why? He's done zippy so far. He has potential. Chase Young had potential. I would have had a problem with Chase Young taking somebody's number that who has been here forever.
99 or was
that
a clean was number.
What if Chase Young came in and says, I want number 9? He can't have 9. I'm just saying as an example. Just because he's the number 2 overall pick and the expected franchise, face of the franchise, would you have been okay if he took that number? No. You can't. You can't come in entitled just because of where you were selected in the draft and the position that you play. No. We have to stop with that attitude. How many people have come in here were supposed to be that guy and weren't? And then they're going to disrespect that number that has been so prideful with this organization for so long. We have to take that out of it. I want him to be the franchise quarterback. I want him to be the face of the franchise. I want him to be the greatest player in team history. But at this point, I don't think he can come in and just start taking people's numbers. If Tress has no problem with it, great, fine. It's a moot point. But I don't think he should be able to walk in and dictate what number he should be based on certain guys who are already established on this team. And Tress is established. Terry McLaurin is established. Jahan Dotson, I could almost be okay with that.
Yeah.
What about Frankie Louvu, who's going to be number 4? He's played not one down.
No, not for
the Commanders. Can he come in here and take number 4 if he wants? I'm asking the question. Can he come in and take number 4?
Johnny Newton was number 4 in college. That'd be the battle to watch there, is between Louvu and Newton. But then you're talking about a second rounder, not a first rounder. I do think that the round plays an aspect of here. And then the expectation. And there is a lot of expectation being put on him. And you see that the franchise, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, they're trying not to overburden him. They haven't named him the starter. They didn't put him out there during the draft party that they had, because they don't want people to put him up on a pedestal when he hasn't even played a down, like you said.
Yeah.
And, he wears number 5 for Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb wore number 5 here before Tress Way. Like, there's a lot to it, I think, that plays a part into this as far as, like, him getting the number. I agree. I think Tress Way is likely to have just given him the number. I think that's going to happen, but that's not why we're discussing this.
Right.
This is merely, this is insane amount of 144 comments, 109 retweets, 189 likes, 145,000, whatever that view count is over on Twitter. People really had a strong reaction one way or the other. Either it was Tress Way deserves this number, or Jaden Daniels deserves this number because Tress Way's a punter. It was insane amount how much we have on this.
It is going to eventually be a moot point when Tress Way does give up his number. He's going to give up his number. And I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. I just don't like the entitlement that everybody thinks that Tress Way should give it up or has to give it up based on a number two.
Was it Keyshawn? Who's the JD was just Jaden Daniels just on Keyshawn's podcast or show. Correct. And he apparently doesn't know who Tress Way is. Not surprised.
Keyshawn doesn't.
Keyshawn doesn't.
Yeah,
Keyshawn doesn't. And so he's just like, well, you know, just wait him out. Like, what is it? Well, you know, like, is he even going to make the roster? Because I guess that's what Keyshawn would do, is just wait out people. And then Jaden Daniels was just like, no, he's a captain. Like, he's gonna make the team. Like, he was just like, you don't talk bad about Tress Way. He was just like, yeah, that's not just getting there. So they did talk about the number on there. It seems now, inevitable that Jaden Daniels will wear number five.
And I think he will, which, again,
the team even apparently had the number five jersey. So if you want a Tress Way jersey, they're on sale right now. Should have done a Tress Way jerseys giveaway.
Yeah.
Why weren't we thinking that?
And again, I will continue to say this. I have no problem with Tress Way doing that if he wants to. That's great. And I think it will happen, and I think it'll work itself out. Now, here's the issue. If Tress Way does not do so, right? Mm-hmm. The quarterbacks in the NFL are only allowed to wear 0 through 19. Now, if you look at the team's roster on 0 through 19, guess how many numbers are currently available of the 0 through 19?
So we know 0 is taken by Mariota. Jahan Dotson is 1. De'Ami Brown is 2.
Yep.
We knew Luvu is 4.
What about
who's
3?
Rocking 3
new
now.
Kickers. The same as
kickers wearing kicker. 3?
Didn't kickers love Fly 3. Wear 3?
McManus, does he wear 3?
McManus is 3.
5 is Tress Way.
Yep.
6 is...
Probably won't get this one. He's new.
Can't think of the who wears 6.
Dante Fowler Jr.
Why are these guys taking the numbers? Like, these are the numbers. I hate the new numbering system. I hate it. Let's go back to the old one.
Who's number 7?
No one's wearing 7.
That's correct, and nobody should. Stop giving that number out to anybody, period. End of that story. Who's number 8?
Can't – a defensive player, right?
No.
B-Rob. B-Rob. Oh, why couldn't I think B-Rob? I was literally looking at a picture of him just earlier today when I was creating some graphics.
Who's number 9?
Number 9 is not being used.
That's right. And never should. Stop it. Don't give that number away. Who's number 10? Practice squad all last year. We thought he was going to be the punt returner.
Oh,
he can't run around to save his life.
The one rookie dude, the young guy?
Kaz Allen.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style.
and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay, you can take 10. That guy's, that's one you wait out. That's one that's probably not
correct.
That's probably one. That guy's not going to make the team. I'm sorry, Kaz Allen. I just don't see it happening.
We currently have two number 11s, which is weird. At least that's what's on the roster right now. One is two new guys. Well, no, one guy. Chin is 11.
Joey Chin. So he'll probably have the number 11. Who's and the other guy?
Jake Fromm.
Jake Fromm's not making the team. Again, yeah, there's probably 91 people on the roster here. Locked on Lobs, by the way, saying 10 should never be used again. I would be hesitant about putting Jaden Daniels in 10 because the last rookie QB we took at number 2 wore 10, and we already have enough people having flashbacks. If you want Yam to absolutely lose his mind, put Jaden Daniels in 10 and watch him go 80 yards against Minnesota. Like, he's going to he's going to lose his mind.
All right, who's number 12?
I agree with that, Grimjaw. Curtis was fine at 10. Number 12.
Nobody.
Nobody. Okay, 12 is
available.
12? There's a lot of people who hate those higher numbers on quarterbacks. The amount of people last year that were trying to get Sam Howell to switch off of 14 because they hated double-digit quarterback numbers was insane. Yeah. Peyton Manning was a double-digit. Tom Brady's a double-digit. Patrick right. Mahomes is a double-digit.
Old-school quarterbacks were double-digits. Yeah. All the quarterbacks from the old days. All right, who's 13?
Did Jake Fromm switch to 12?
I don't know. It doesn't say on here. So
on where we're looking at, it's not in there. See, Mike is a part of that crew. Mike says QB should only be single digits.
Okay. Who's number 13?
Unlucky number 13, wide receiver.
Defensive player.
See, man, I really don't know anybody's numbers.
Rookie last year.
Oh, Forbes.
You should know his number. You saw the back of his jersey all the time.
Oh, man. That was actually someone else I'm looking at over here on my other screen because I'm looking at 2023 rookie camp, and he had a great one.
He had
a great one. He had his first pick.
Who's right. 14? New guy, receiver.
Zacchaeus, right?
Yep. Zacchaeus. Yep.
Zacchaeus.
15.
15 is unused.
Nope. 15 has been used the last couple of years by the same guy. In and out of the lineup, punt returner, wide receiver.
Oh, Milne? Mr. Steal Your Girl? No.
Yep, Mr. SYG.
9's not being used, Rick, because that is, I believe, one of the retired numbers, if not retired unofficially. Yeah, I kind of agree, Gus Bus. I think we can move along with the going all through right. number by number.
16 bit. Is Driscoll, 17, of course, is McLaurin, 18 is Tinsley, and 19 is Noah corner. Okay. So basically the point is you have number 12 available.
Yeah.
And that's it. So it's 12, or you're going to have to kick somebody off of the numbers. And which
there's a couple options there.
You can kick off a Chinga Iginabina Hinamin enemy. You can kick off who else? Jake Fromm. Well, I guess he's probably going to be kicked. So there are numbers that you can have there, but very few. Basically, it's number 12 or nothing. So that's the other issue why he will probably get number 5.
Yeah.
Because Tress almost doesn't have a choice.
And this is why I'm unfortunately showing these gray hairs out here and I hate the new number system. So the number system for those who might not have been aware just changed last season. 2023 season was when it actually officially changed. Before that, because there was this period where you could change, but like the numbers available now are completely different. I very much love what they did with the skill positions. So running backs, fullbacks, H-backs, tight ends, wide receivers, skill positions, all the same numbers, 0 to 49, 80 to 89. I love it. It's nice. It's clean. Fine. You know, I will say maybe a small thing. Quarterbacks should have their own subset of numbers that nobody else can be. I'd be happy with that. Punters, place kickers, there's only a handful of those. Defensive backs went from 20 to 49 to now from 0 to 49. So everything's open, right? And you saw that also for linebackers, zero. You went from 40 to 59 and 90 to 99 to 0 to 59 and 90 to 99.
Yeah.
Your defensive linemen have to have specific numbers, 50 to 79 and 90 to 99. An offensive lineman can only be 50 to 79. So like that's where they changed a lot of it. And I liked that system because it was easy to kind of identify players and what they brought to the field when they were on the field. And that's why that system existed. College is completely crazy. You can have multiple numbers as long as they're not on the field at the same time.
Right.
It doesn't matter. And I think the NFL is eventually going to go to that. I think they're just eventually going to go to it where it's just like, yep, okay, we're going to have Santa Stroll as zero and Mariota as zero because they're never going to be on the field at the same time.
Yeah. Deluxe is saying Fromm is 12 now.
Yeah.
Nine is retired, but I don't believe nine is retired. It's not. It's Bobby Mitchell, Sammy Baugh, and now Darryl Green. That's it. Number nine is not officially retired. Unless I've lost my mind. If anybody wants to tell me when it was retired, it's 33.
Washington retired. Sony's number nine in 22, by the way.
Oh, so it was just recently.
Yeah.
What are we sure about?
Yeah. So the other list of numbers Washington has retired, which they only have the five, nine,
right. You're right.
21, 28, 33, and 49. That's it.
Okay.
And all of those, again, I mentioned Washington late to the game on this. All of those from 2020 on. Maybe Sammy Baugh is the only one not listed when it was retired. But all those other numbers retired from 2020 on. Washington was not retiring numbers. They just did this. You can't pick that number.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the same thing. Seven is technically open.
Okay.
You can take seven. It's just unofficially you can't take seven.
So seven is the only choice he has. Because again, the numbering system is a quarterback can only wear 0 to 19. So the only one available right now is seven, unless somebody gives it up. And it just makes sense that it's going to be Tressway. So I get it. Yep. So I get it. It's going to happen. Let's just embrace it when it does happen. It's not that big of a deal. So I'm excited about seeing him in minicamp this weekend. That's for sure.
One last note on this, because we've been talking about it for far too long. There are people out there who use the jersey sales. Jaden Daniels is going to get five because it's going to sell jerseys. Jaden Daniel would sell jerseys if you gave him the stinkiest number you can think of.
Correct.
Whatever that number is. You give him, I know he can't be technically 27 or something like that. He'll only be 0 to 19. If he was 19, it's going to sell jerseys.
Yep, 100%.
Okay? If he was 13,
there's no sort of flow to JD5 other than that's what his number was, so that's what we say. There's no flow to it. It's not like I mean, I can't even think of a number that flows with a guy's name, but it doesn't matter. You're right. I think whatever number he has, it's going to work great because we'll get used to it.
Yep. I think it'll be fine. I like the suggestion. 15, Dax Milne. Bye. Thank you for your time. A lot of people are like, hey, he was the first round pick. Five's his number. Rock really? The double digits. QBs rock double digits. That's my
opinion. Or 12.
12
first round, second overall.
There you go.
One, two.
There you go. One, two.
There you go.
Make memories with your new number. It's all just a numbers game. I was going to go down and list numbers for each of the rookies, but I tell you what, I don't care. And we've been talking about this for half an hour as someone previously has said, we need to get down to that rookie camp that's going to be happening this Friday and start talking some football. Don't forget mailbag in the cool down. So you can put a question now or wait if you would like when we get to the cool down, and we'll answer those questions live here on Ref the District. But right now it's time to get to the game.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.